Noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. It's a Friday. Let's kick it off. Hans, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm great. Out and about today. We're live here at Spa Trouvé. Let's do it right.
Wow. What a day yesterday, buddy. I woke up this morning thinking about it. Like, the actual announcement came down yesterday. Like, the NHL is here. And it was crazy. Watching some of the numbers yesterday, just click. You saw Ryan Smith tweeted a couple of numbers of the deposits for the season tickets, and it was 7,000, and then it hit 11,000. I mean, just based off the way the numbers were
going. It's at 20,000.
It's at 20 plus.
It is. Yeah. It is at 20,000.
So that's what's incredible about this whole thing, is the NHL comes, people are responding. I know that people might think that was a long shot. I saw Bomani Jones. He tweeted out and he said, in what world would anybody think that Salt Lake City could handle two major winter sports? Are you kidding me? This state is primed and ready for it, man. We are a state that is primed and ready for more professional professional leagues to move into the state.
And guess what?
We all want it.
And in 4 years, when baseball starts, we'll be ready for that too.
Absolutely. And, you know, NHL has a certain layer of toughness, and it is a completely different group. We've talked about this, how different NHL and NBA fans are. And I can't stress it enough. Like, that, it's just not the same fan base.
No, it's not. And there's a lot of market research that kind of alludes to the fact that they don't overlap. And so you've got 20,000 season ticket deposits that's already been placed. And by the way, that place is going to seat 12. So there's going to be some tough decisions out there. It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out.
Was it 12 or was it 14? Oh, you're talking about right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll be a lot more.
Eventually,
I'm just saying,
it's supposed to be around 14.
For the next 2 years. I think it's... it could be 16 and 18. 18 for NBA and 16 for NHL.
I thought 16,
give or take,
it's,
whatever.
It's somewhere in that.
But, you know, so at the end of the day, you're looking at an opportunity here for people to really jump in all in, and they are doing exactly that.
Yeah, they are.
They are all in.
It's kind of fun to see everybody surrounding it. And, you know, I a couple of detractors, there's a few detractors, and I could see why people are a little bit hesitant to see this whole expansion and building process pass, because anytime you're talking about any type of tax ramifications, people get real, real itchy. But what I want to do at some point, Scotty, is get somebody on that has a true understanding of it. I believe it's a 0.05. Was it 0.05% tax increase on sales tax increase?
No, 0.5.
0.5?
Yeah.
0.5% tax increase. I'd love to get somebody on just to talk about, like, the actual impacts on that, and then compare that to the growth of our community, like what that would do for housing markets and land prices, and what types of jobs that would bring and opportunities that would give. And I just continue to think, if we can build an NBA team and then house an NHL team, show good promise for Major League Baseball. Again, I continue to believe by the time I'm ready to step off air, we'll have a shot at an NFL expansion team. And people are going to think I'm completely out of my mind. And I'm talking about 10 years down the road. When the Olympics show up, you watch.
Is that when you're retiring 10
no,
years from now?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not, but Lloyd has already told me he's probably going to fire me within the next year.
Yeah, so. You and me both.
So I'm already looking.
He's already trying to like, hey, let's get you outside for every remote.
Let's see if we can get you guys the flu. You know, a real good one that takes you out. Something that
knock
turns to pneumonia. See if we can get you in a hospital.
Get it in those lungs.
But I swear, Scotty, down the line when we show the growth, we show the willingness, there could be an NFL team in the state of Utah.
That's crazy to think. But you know what? I remember back in the day doing, filling in and doing the weekly interviews with Larry H. Miller. And we'd always ask, is there an opportunity for a Big Four besides the Jazz coming in? And he's like, not right now. We just don't have the corporate dollars for it. He goes, I think fan support we would be able to get there, but we don't have the corporate dollars to be able to support two or three of the Big Four. And since then, we've added Major League Soccer, which is doing gangbusters and doing very well in the corporate sales front. And now you're adding a Big Four sport in the NHL. And from what I've heard from businesses and corporate sponsors and clients and those associated with the with those that'll be in charge of selling it, nobody's blinking an eye. They're saying, let's go. I mean, we talked to Tim at RGS. He's like, well, I'm buying more season tickets. Was it Tim who said that? He goes, I guess I'm buying NHL season tickets.
I think it was, yeah.
I mean, people are like, yeah, you know what? Business owners, everybody's like, we're in. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, I have to imagine that Jazz corporate sponsorship money, I have to imagine it's skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Skyrocketed from where it was to where it is because – And I've got to imagine that the NHL looks at it like, okay, well, what kind of corporate structure and support do you have? And that has to show some interest to them because they got to know that the money is there to sustain. Because the last thing they want to do is have this product end up in an arena like Mullet Arena again. So they want to make sure that wherever it's going, it's got the structure, it's got the sponsorship dollars, it's got the support that it doesn't weaken, because that's embarrassing for the National Hockey League.
Yeah, they can't go through that again.
No.
They need as sure of a bet as they possibly can. And they, you know, for whatever reason, Atlanta has had a team and it's failed. But Atlanta wanted a team, and I think Atlanta eventually will get another team. But they didn't know that was a sure bet. They didn't think the ownership group in Houston was a sure bet that came in and made a big push. But what they did do is they looked at it like, what is the market and what is the ownership group that we can look at and we can identify that's going to give us the safest landing spot for this, you know, this woeful franchise that can't seem to find a place. We need to find a nice, safe landing place. And where did they come up with? Salt Lake City. This is not a risk. The NHL does not look at this as a risk. They're not taking it from a risky situation in Phoenix and putting it in another risky situation. They're going to analyze everything and say, where is the safest place to put this team in terms of fan support, stability, and ownership group?
Yeah.
And they said, Salt Lake City.
We bet on Salt Lake City.
And because they can't miss. Like, the NHL cannot miss on this. And so they have to make sure everybody's got their ducks in a row, that they feel comfortable with where this team is at, and they pick Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and now they've picked Salt Lake City, and now the work is on Ryan Smith.
Yeah, and a lot of work.
Yeah, that he can distribute and that he can put the structure around him to be able to grow the way he needs to grow and be able to answer what the NHL just put in his lap.
Yeah.
Because not only is the NHL betting on Salt Lake City and Utah, they're betting on Ryan Smith.
Yeah.
They're betting on this young man that just took over the Jazz that did some really innovative, constructive things with the Jazz. For instance, taking a huge loss to put it on a network that everybody could see.
Yep.
Or risking a huge loss to put it on a network where everybody could see. And I think Ryan Smith looks at himself in the mirror and says, I'm smart enough to figure out how to get that back. And if I don't get it back, I'm building a fan base. Eventually, I'll get it back. But the Jazz fans needed this back in their rooms. They needed it back in their houses. And he put it back in their houses. So I just think that the NHL sees the SEG as a sure bet. I think they see Salt Lake City as a sure bet for winter sports, especially hockey. And now we've got it, Scotty, and we're well over 20,000 now in deposits for season tickets. And I think that that shows great faith from a community.
I couldn't agree more, and I am fired up. It's going to be a busy day. Press conferences coming up throughout the day, one in Phoenix, another one coming up today in Salt Lake City at 5 o'clock. We'll have complete coverage right here on the Zone. Nobody's going to do this better. And hopefully you've seen the billboards up and down the Wasatch Front, too, as we got the welcoming wagon out for the NHL. We could not be more fired up. And, again, we'll have all the analysis, all the coverage, all the best guests, all the insight right here on the Zone. Let's kick it off. Starting lineup right now, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We're starting a new franchise in Utah, and we get to start fresh, but we get this incredible team and this young team with assets and incredible people, and that's what we're most excited about. And that's really what we're acquiring. That's why when the league called us and said 6 weeks or less, like, let's go, that's a pretty daunting task. But we just believe in the people. And if everyone's on board, like, we can go do whatever we want to go do. And that's exciting. I'm bullish on hockey. I'm bullish on where the sport's going. I think that if you look at Utah and you look as a winter sports market, almost every Olympic sport, winter Olympic sport trains there year round. There's a long history of hockey. And then just the rise of hockey. Everyone knows going to a live hockey game, there's nothing really like it. We're excited about that. We've also, you know, we've had the Frozen Fury since we've taken over in the arena in Utah, which has done incredibly well.
There you go. That's Ryan Smith. His first interview after the announcement took place. We hope to be able to talk to Ryan a little bit later on. Here in the next couple days, we also will hear the press conference coming up later this afternoon at Delta Center, as well as the state of Utah and Salt Lake City welcome in the newest member, or the latest addition of the NHL. We're fired up, man. And I tell you what, there's a lot of quotes out there from Ryan Smith. They know what they're getting into. Look, they've known for a while. This did not come as a surprise to the Smith Entertainment Group that they were going to get this team yesterday. This has been in the works for a while. Hopefully you've been listening to the show. Hans and I have been alluding to the fact that this has been all but done for quite some time. It was just a formality. But even if the Smith Entertainment Group had a month, had 2 months, had 3 months of knowledge that this was going to happen, they still have less than a calendar year, less than 12 months to put a professional Big Four franchise up and going by the time September rolls around. First game that the Coyotes played last year, Hans, was September 29th. That means training camp probably started in late August, early September. And so we are, frankly, we are 5 months away, 4 months away from preseason hockey, from training camp. And the Smith Entertainment Group has got to find a way to put this thing together very, very quickly. And, you know, it's fun. We're all excited. But I got to imagine there's some people in that building like,
yeah,
oh boy, what did we get ourselves into?
Well, it's going to be busy, and it's going to take everybody's participation. But most importantly, this is my opinion, because I've been the athlete. I've made the move. I've had to move family, multiple kids, and get myself to the destination, feel comfortable, feel welcomed, feel familiar, so that I could perform, so that I could be the best that I could be. So I think most importantly is the 70 or so personnel that they're going to be moving from Arizona to Utah, and to be able to get them in places where they feel comfortable, areas that they feel comfortable, that they can grow in, that has good access to where the practice facilities are. Because I don't think these guys are going to be coming in and throwing down anchors, because until we see certain legislation pass until we get the green light that the rebuild is downtown, or maybe it's going to be out at the point of the mountain, being able to bring these people in with their families, who, you know, a lot of your front office workers, a lot of your players, they've got families, making them feel comfortable, welcomed, warm. So then in 5 or 6 months, what is it, 5 months you said?
Yeah. I mean, we're in April now. September's 5 months away.
So then in 5 months, I'm just putting myself in their skates. And in 5 months that those guys get on the ice, not at the AHL, not any of the lower leagues.
No.
The top of the top league, that they feel comfortable getting on that ice and performing. And that's one thing that really gives me a lot of anxiety for Ryan and for this group. Relocating a bunch of family, a bunch of athletes. Some might be more prima donna, some might be more diva, some might not care at all. Some might just be like, I don't care, just give me a room and I don't have family, and hand me my stick before practice and I'll be as good as I was when I was in Arizona and hunkered down for 3 years. But there's a real importance, and I cannot stress this enough, that our community and Ryan Smith and anybody else who's working with this NHL team make sure that they're comfortable and ready to get to work.
You know, of all the question marks that I have about this, and in talking to players that the Jazz have traded for and brought in via free agents, even G League guys that get called up for a couple weeks, or guys that get traded for that have to bring a whole family, everybody I've always talked to that have been in that situation, whether it's even with the Miller Group and now especially with the Smith Entertainment Group, have been treated like gold. Because there's one thing that the Jazz realized, look, we can't all of a sudden change overnight the vibe that apparently we don't have good nightlife. Okay, they're working hard. I think it's, you know, I think it's a situation that's overblown, but you know what? Whatever reason, that vibe is out there. And I know Ryan Smith is doing everything he can to change it. I think the revitalization of downtown is absolutely critical to change that. There's certain things that have to do to change that perception. But one thing the Jazz do realize is, okay, you know what? We're working on that, but what we can do is if a guy has a wife and two kids and needs help making that transition, they will absolutely roll out the red carpet and they will do everything. They've got people on staff that's their sole job is to make those transitions go as smoothly as possible
for the families.
Yeah. And to say, like, you know what, you need somebody to show you houses. You need somebody to take you to neighborhoods. You need babysitting for your kids while you go out and look at houses. I cannot stress this enough, the amount of time, effort, and resources that the Jazz have put in those little details that have been noticed by players with families. And that, to me, is something that I think is really going to resonate with these Coyote players.
Well, they'll feel it then.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because 5 months is not a lot of time.
No.
And they're going to be dealing with all kinds of emotions leaving Arizona, probably a lot of anxieties because they didn't make the postseason. So there are guys that are going to be unrestricted free agents, and there's guys whose contracts are up, and they're wondering, am I even going to be making the trip? And settling all that and get it settled and ready to go here in the next 5 months, that's a big undertaking. Okay, number two for me, number two most important, is making this visible for Utah. Like you mentioned, there's 12,000 seats in that arena. They don't want to serve 12,000 people. They want to serve the state of Utah. You know, you got people from Laverkan to Kanab. You got people down at Flaming Gorge.
This is the second Laverkan reference we've had in 2 days.
It's one of my favorite small towns. Panguitch. You know, you could go to Duchesne. You could get up to
Manaway.
Preston. I know Preston's walking across the border to Idaho, but
I think Preston's in the Idaho market.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's just walking right across the border. But you want to serve those guys. You want everybody that is within that circle to be able to see it. So that means you got to figure out your TV rights. And I know that there's been a couple of people reporting on it that it'll be held by Scripps, which is Channel 16. Channel 16 aired all the Vegas games and some of the Coyote games, including the very last one. But whether it's Channel 16 or you build a local deal. Scotty,
I don't know if there'll be a you know, Salt Lake or Utah Hockey Club Plus, like there was a Jazz Plus, you know.
Yeah.
The streaming is going to be a big element on that.
You have to make it visible because this is a market that's not used to going to it. It's a market that's not used to seeing it. It's a market that I think loves it and feels like they're going to love it, but you need to put it in their veins.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's 100%. Even if you take a massive loss,
you need to put it in their veins.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, the old proverbial drug dealer. First one's free. You take a loss because you want people to get hooked on it. You want people to get addicted on it. And frankly, I think tickets should be heavily discounted right out of the gate, because I've always heard, and then when I experienced, I absolutely 100% found out it's true. Hockey is fun on TV. Watching it in person is unbelievable at the NHL level. And if you've been to a Grizzly game, and no disrespect to the Grizzlies, they do a great job. It's a great product. But you go to a Grizzly game, and it's like, okay, that was fine. You go to an NHL game, and you're like, whoa. The speed, the athleticism, the violence, watching that in person does more for your love of that game than anything you can possibly do.
Well, anybody that did buy tickets and went to the Frozen Fury and got just a little taste,
yeah.
That's a little taste. The Frozen Fury is a little taste.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see the Kings,
oh, yeah.
and you know, to see these NHL players on the ice, that's a little taste. From what I understand, which I've not experienced, postseason hockey is
it's the best.
The next big thing.
Yep.
I've not been to a live
postseason game. I've been to some NHL games, but I've not been to a live postseason NHL game. But there is something that people will absolutely swear by, is watching NHL postseason hockey up close and in person is an entirely new experience.
So you got to put it in people's veins. And however you distribute that, you know, having 12,000 people be able to see it is just not enough. And having people have to jump through a bunch of hoops to get a streaming service, to get a product that they've never seen before, that's not the best way to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that aren't going to go through the process to try to get it that otherwise might be huge fans, but making it accessible for people and putting it in their veins, getting them addicted, that will set you up for 10 years of solid attendance and fandom. And then you just keep the next generation. You just keep feeding them like the Jazz have done over the years. So making it visible. Those two things are primary importance for me. Getting the 70 or so personnel, including players, comfortable and ready to go, because you got to have a good product, and they're the product.
Yep.
And making it visible so you can get people addicted. I think that's what will make this bigger and better than you could ever imagine.
Yep. And you know what? I'll add another one. You don't have to make the playoffs next year, but you got to be pretty good.
Got to be pretty dang good.
That's going to help.
I would hope.
There's going to be a bit of a honeymoon phase. There's no doubt. And I think people understand, and I think there's enough education out there that, hey, this team wasn't great from a win-loss standpoint. But if you go out there and we've talked about how Utah people are, you know, there's a reason why Trevor Booker was crazy popular here. There's a reason why Antoine Carr was crazy popular here. They weren't the best players, but they busted their butt. And if you see hockey players out there that are leaving it all out on the ice, which hockey players normally do, they embrace the community. The effort level is high. You can tell that they're in it. You know, they're giving it all they've got. I know all the, you know, coach speak stuff that drives people nuts. But if you show that to this community, they will love you forever.
Yeah, they'll eat it up.
And they'll be like, you know what? Okay, so we lost 2-1. Guess what? We saw what you did out there. We appreciate it. We'll be back for another game.
Well, I think that people are going to fall in love head over heels for these hockey players. We had John Gamondaro on yesterday, and I asked him about the rest and some of the load management and everything that goes on. And he said,
doesn't happen.
No, that's not really that's not our bag, baby.
Yeah.
You know, they do have full rotations, and it's got some, like, some of the NBA attached to it with rotations, but you do whole rotations. You keep guys rested as much as you can in the meantime, in the playing of the game, and that way you don't have to load manage as much. But he said, no, guys still play this for the love of the game.
Yeah, love it. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're out and about today. Spa Truve. Mother's Day is coming up. We're in Utah County. Hans, we are in Highland.
Yeah.
5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105. We want you to come down and hang out with us. We've got lunch for you. We've got sandwiches. But more importantly, Hans, we got all kinds of great savings.
Yeah, a lot of great savings. And we've got some great giveaways. And Courtney's here with us hanging out. Courtney, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you again.
Always good to see you.
All right. So you guys went above and beyond for our listeners today.
We really did.
You got a twosome to the Black Hills.
Black Desert Hills? We did. We have golf for two at Black Desert.
Are you kidding me? I know, it's rare.
$600 value. Amazing.
So that's down here. Now, people just have to come down and enter to win that?
Yes. All you have to do is show up, enter to win the raffle. You can even call in and tell us that you heard this on the radio, and we will enter you into the raffle.
Okay. So I want to reiterate that, because this is the course that you've seen the women's tour and the men's tour have both committed to come out to this.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Desert Hills course.
Yeah.
Out in St. Black Desert. I keep confusing it. Black Desert. In St. George, right?
In St. George.
In St. George. And you are giving the twosome away. All you got to do is come down.
Yes.
And enter or call.
Yes.
Enter.
Yes.
And we are at the Highland location.
We're at the beautiful Highland location today.
We also have some sandwiches that we're giving away to our listeners, so come in and grab a bite to eat. But talk about what you got going on today.
Yeah, so we have 15% off our Mother's Day gift cards as well. So if you hear this, call in and you get 15% off Mother's Day gift cards. But we have killer deals on a lot of other services too. So we have 50% off laser hair removal memberships. We're also offering a free dermaplane treatment with a hydrofacial purchase. If you haven't had that, you need to. Men and women love this treatment.
What is that treatment?
Oh, it's so good. It's kind of the gateway skincare treatment. So there's this little suction that is used to cleanse the skin and then infuse the skin with these awesome serums. If you have blackheads on your nose, it just takes those right out. And then the icing on the cake is the dermaplane treatment. And it's just this tiny little blade that goes over the skin and eliminates all of the peach fuzz and the dead skin cells. And it is amazing. People become addicted. It's just the best treatment ever.
Come down and see us, 5455 West, 1100 North, Suite 105 here in Highland. And remember, KZNS listeners, you're going to get the 15% off, $100 gift cards, if they mention this radio ad when you call Spa Truve. So 15% off the $100 gift cards. Just mention Hans and Scotty or mention the station. Call 801-756-3366. That's Spa Truve. Your Mother's Day specials. Take care of Mom.
Take care of Mom.
Yep. 801.
Get her taken care of.
801-756-3366. We want you to see you in person, though. Down here in Highland, we got food. We got all kinds of goodies. We got prizes. We got jazz gear. Enter to win RSL tickets. But you got to come down here and check it out in person. 5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105 in Highland. Just type in Spa Truve Highland into your phone, and you'll get down here, and you can hang out with us. Let's celebrate some NHL together. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough.
Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone.
I wish that I could fly.
into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the grease, to anywhere I please.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Friday, everybody. We got complete coverage. The press conference coming up today at 5 o'clock. I'll be there. Lloyd will be there. We got the whole staff down there.
I'll be there.
We'll be rocking and rolling, man.
I'll be there.
I didn't know if you were going to be there or not. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. You'll be there. We'll all be there. It's going to be a blast.
Let's go.
Hey, by the way, come by us. We've got sandwiches. Don't go spend money on food right
now.
Come by and see us. We're here in Highland. We don't get up to Highland very often, so we'd love to see our listeners up here.
It has been a minute since we've been on this side of the I-15.
Yeah, we don't get up here very often.
We get to your neck of the woods, the Eagle Mountain area, every now and then. We get up north to Bountiful. God bless the Davis County.
But this side of I-15, they don't let us up here very often. So come out, grab a sandwich, take advantage of the amazing deals that they've got here, and enter to win the Two Summit Black Desert. That's the new course down at St. George. Beautiful course.
You golfed that, haven't you?
Played nine on it. Yeah. Played nine on it. It's a unique. It is very unique. It is something that you have to try to understand what it is, because it is unbelievably different.
Can you believe 5 months from now, we're going to be watching live NHL games here? It just hasn't sunk in for me. It really hasn't. The immediacy of what's about to happen here.
Yeah, it did happen so quick. You know, when Major League Baseball arrives, it's probably going to feel a little bit more real, because you and I got that crazy call and ended up down at the Energy, the Power District, and sitting there for a major announcement. And that's been, what, nearly a year ago already?
Yeah.
So that's already been forever ago. And it's like, by the time we get Major League Baseball here, we will have stewed in it for a long time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, look, best case scenario, 2026, I believe, is probably when they'll announce who the expansion teams are. Then you've got to build a stadium. You've got to go through all that. And so you're probably looking at first pitch at 2029 or 2030. You'll have 3 years to prepare. And frankly, Ryan Smith, in a perfect world, might prefer that. You know, just from a logistics standpoint, let's prepare, let's build a nice practice facility, let's do all this and do it the right way. But you don't get that luxury. So you take what you can get. You get a franchise right now. And the NHL says, look, you want an NHL team? You've got this one, and you're going to start in September. Ready, go. And you got to be like, okay, let's go. And how he said yesterday, we don't blink. A year from now, we'll be like, how the heck did we do that? But guess what? You don't have that luxury right now. Well, you just go.
It's true, though. You think about some of the big decisions in your life. If you overthink it, you overstew in it.
Yep.
And then you outthink yourself. Later down the road, you're like, I can't believe I missed on that. You think about all those deals and all those opportunities you've missed on. And when you have that shot at the NHL and they say, can you do it?
And you say, yes, sir.
You don't hoe it home.
Nope.
You say, absolutely we can. Okay, but you understand what you're undertaking. Yeah, to an extent, yes. Okay, well, let me help you understand. We're going to need this, this, and this. Yes, okay, now I understand that. Okay, do you still feel like you can do this? Yes, 1,000%. And you just show ultimate confidence, and then you trust that you've got the right people around you that can pull this thing off.
Well, and you and I have been pretty fortunate to work with and for and around a lot of the people that are going to be involved in this. You know, Ryan Smith's the face of this thing, but you got guys like Jim Olsen, like Chris Barney, like John Larson. Like there's guys over there that have been with this organization for a long time with different ownership groups, that when the back's against the wall, and I know, look, I'm blowing a little bit of smoke here because some of these guys are my best friends on the planet, and I've been friends with them for a long time. But if I'm undertaking something like this, there are a few guys, and you know them as well as anybody, that you would rather have in that foxhole with you than these guys.
Yeah, they can get it done.
And I'm not hitting them up for free tickets yet, but I am saying, like, hey, like, I trust these dudes to be able to go out there and get it done.
They are those types of guys that know how to do it. And Ryan Smith feels comfortable in that. Otherwise, I don't think he'd take that. Like, knowing that he's got that group around him, I don't think he'd take it on otherwise. But
I don't think he could.
You know, the other thing, you think about any of the major undertakings you've ever taken on in your life. What you do is you prioritize and you just say, well, what do we need to have? What do we need to do? What's the base things? And I brought up two of them in the start of the show. You got to make sure the players in the front office that they're ready to go and they're comfortable, because the product is the product. You got to make sure that however you've organized the Delta Center for Frozen Fury, that you can organize it and you can have that ready to go for the opening. I think that the fans are going to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
I think that they couldn't put enough seats in there for the first 20 games to house as many people as really would want to be in there watching it. So I don't think they really need to overly worry about that aspect of it, but just making sure that those other things, the ground structures are ready to go, the priorities are ready to go.
Yeah. Get the bones in, make sure you're ready to go, make sure it looks well, make sure that it's presented well, make sure everybody's success, you know, everybody has opportunities to be successful, and let's go. I think there's just such a huge opportunity for growth here that it's just amazing to think of where this community is. And you've been doing sports radio here for 17-18 years. I've been doing it for over 20 years to where we, you know, you come into a market and you've got a Jazz team, which is awesome, and a really good Jazz team, but then you have Utah and BYU, who are in the Mountain West, who at the time I came in the market were on the Mountain, a TV network that nobody could see and nobody had any access to. And they were fine. They weren't great, but they were okay. You know, every now and then you'd see a top 25 team, but they weren't killing it. I mean, it wasn't Urban Meyer quite yet. And then you had a AAA baseball team that you went to and saw some games in the summer, and then a AHL team in hockey, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, boom, you've got the Olympics. Boom, you've got a Major League Soccer team. Boom, you've got the Olympics again. Boom, Utah not only goes to a BCS game, but they're all of a sudden become a Power 5 team and a dominant power in a Power 5 team, going to multiple Rose Bowls. Boom, BYU goes to the Big 12. Boom, you get another Olympics. I mean, like, you could just start stacking win after win after win after win in this market. And it's no wonder why people look at what's going on here in Salt Lake City and saying, we want to be a part of this. The community's blowing up. The tech aspect is blowing up. The population is young. It's dynamic. It's lucrative. People are making money here. Yes, the cost of living stinks right now, but that's because people are making money and they can afford housing, and there's a demand for high-quality housing. Now, I know people are trying to balance that out a little bit, but look, this is right now a sports mecca that's starting to grow and develop, and people are seeing it. And so if you at home are like, how can this happen? How can we support this? Well, take some pride in your community, because the NHL sees it. Don't worry about what Bomani Jones says. Don't worry about what you think. Here's the thing. If the NHL is going and saying, we're putting a beleaguered franchise into your market because we think it's going to be successful, they're making a big bet, and they feel like this is the safest bet out there.
So now there are some big-time hurdles that Ryan Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group and everybody involved has to get through. And I know that the two biggest questions, at least that this, and you could correct me if you see it differently, the two biggest questions that I have that I think would represent what people who heard the announcement yesterday have is, number one, where's the arena going to be? I think that's probably number one. And number two is, what's the name going to be?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I don't care about the name.
I don't either.
I don't care.
But we're old, and it's not our
demo. I don't care about the branding. I don't care about the colors. I don't. I really don't care about any of that crap. So that'll never be a big important thing for me. I just think that the fans are interested in it. And maybe the younger people with whatever jersey they're going to buy, and they wanted a certain color, or they want a certain, like, animal or something on the front of their jersey or bird or something, that's fine. Like, okay, that's a big decision. The biggest decision is where are they going to play? And Scotty and I have really harped on this for about a month now as things have started to tumble and it's like, oh, well, do you rebuild or do you got some land where the old jail used to be? Or is there something a little bit more north of that? Or do you got to go a little bit south of that, more just past Thanksgiving Point? Do you where do you take this? Do you take it out to the, that Harriman area where there's the new RSL facility that's just out past the point of the mountain? And I think that, number one, you have got to lock it downtown if you can lock it downtown.
Oh, 1,000%.
And that is going to and Ryan Smith, as Lindsay Ernst came on and she explained to us, Ryan Smith has already submitted for that process on that development that he needs to be able to house an NHL, an NBA arena, and a rebuild of the Delta. He's already submitted it. And now, Scotty, we all just sit back and wait to see if it's if the proposal is approved.
Yeah. You just, if you're the state legislature who's going to have their hands involved in this in some way, shape, or form, and then certainly if you're the Salt Lake City Council, you can't screw this up. You can't. Because Ryan Smith will find a good home for this. And when I say this, this sounds like he's holding people hostage here a little bit. I'm not. I'm just saying that hockey's going to be here in Utah one way or another. Like, it's going to be here. And you'll have multiple municipalities that'll be ready to roll the red carpet out. You know, if Salt Lake drags their feet on this, you don't think Draper will do everything they can and every opportunity to bring it there? Absolutely. You don't think Bluffdale will do everything they can? You don't think, hell, Tooele will do everything they can to get it there? Like, everybody's going to line up to house this stadium because of the economic impact it's going to have.
If they could. Mm-hmm.
So if you're the Salt Lake City Council, you have a golden opportunity here, and you can't mess this up. You can't. You can't, you know, grandstand. You can't try to put your face in front of a camera like, my constituents, blah, blah. Your constituents want hockey. Shut up and let's get this done.
Well, yeah, that's the problem is if you're trying to politically position yourself for gain.
You're going
to
get train wrecked.
Well, I fight for the people, and when I see an injustice, I stand for justice.
Shut up.
And I will be the opposing vote, and I will be in the way. I will be the barrier. I'm worried that there's going to be somebody that does that, or an entity, or something that happens that tries to get bullish on, well, I represent the 8% of people that see it differently. And it's like, man, come on. We're so close. We see the finish line. We see the tape across the finish line.
Yeah.
Let us break the tape. Let us finish this off. Make sure that everybody is ready to finish this off. Because this is a sporting dream.
By the way, I know we talked about names. So there's a list of names that have been trademarked by Utah. So you've got Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom. I can't go with Blizzard because, you know, I grew up like the one place you went to after a game or after a movie growing up in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, was Dairy Queen. And so, like, you know, like, hey, Let's go get a blizzard. Like, I think a blizzard. I just think of getting like the cookie dough blizzard, which was a good memory. But you can't take an ice cream treat seriously on the ice. You know, it just like doesn't make any sense to me. So you got the Blizzard, you got the Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. Now we have another name that has been submitted for trademark. The Utah Yetis.
They made that official, huh?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have been doing digging on what's, because it's public record on what's being trademarked. And so if you dig enough, you can find out what people are trying to trademark.
Well, I do think that there is a real truth to Ryan Smith putting it out there to the public.
Yeah.
I really do think he wants to find the group or the individual or he wants to, I think he wants to allow our state to have some ownership and creativity in this.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah. All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, live here at Spa Trouvé in Highland, 5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105. You can also call, get your appointments made, get your gift cards, 801-756-3366. But we want you to stop by. We got free food for everybody. Let's go. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough.
Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The great Craig Bowler Jack's going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. We're live here at Spa Truve in Highland, 5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105. But Hans, NBA playoffs continuing on.
Yeah, taking a small break away from the NHL just to bring you some NBA stuff. Four teams left that are competing for two playoff spots. I actually love this. Tonight, you got two games, one in the East, Bulls and Heat. By the way, the Heat without Jimmy Butler, still a 1.5-point favorite. But you got the Bulls and Heat and with the 5 o'clock tip, and then you've got the Kings and the Pelicans with the 7:30 tip. So you've got no Jimmy Butler with the Heat. You've got no Zion Williamson with the Pelicans, and I think that they both got no chance. I think the Kings and the Bulls get those final playoff spots in the East and the West.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on the Kings for sure.
Not feeling it on the Bulls? You think the Heat can do it without Jimmy?
I think they can beat the Bulls. Now, the next round, they're not doing anything without Jimmy. But I do think they can get past the Bulls.
Do you think that the Lakers are going to get a single win in round one?
Yes. Yeah, officials will make sure. It'll be a gentleman's sweep.
Okay. Officials will make sure.
Yeah, they'll get that proverbial game three.
Okay.
You know, first game in LA win, and then it'll be 4-1.
What did the Lakers do at that point?
I don't know. Draft Bronny and
see if it sparks Dad's interest.
I have no idea. It's so bad.
There's parts of that team that I really like, but. And I still think, I still argue, when Anthony Davis wants to defend, I think he's one of the best, the five best defenders in the NBA, when he wants to.
But there's a reason, you know, the suit clothes nickname is one, or street clothes nicknames, one of the best things Charles Barkley's ever come up with.
Yeah, it is.
Because you cannot epitomize somebody more than that.
He is street clothes. More than he's unibrow, he's street clothes.
Yeah.
So, two games tonight, both elimination games. You've got the Bulls and the Pelicans?
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll take the...
No, I've got the Heat and the Pelicans.
Okay, you got the Heat and
Pelicans. I got the Heat and the Kings.
You got the Heat and the Kings?
Yes.
I've got the Bulls and the Pelicans.
Yep.
The Bulls and the Kings.
Yep.
And that'll round off your NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City in the first round. I think that they're going to try to make a statement.
Yeah. And, look, they're sitting back and they're thinking to themselves, all right, nobody thinks we should have this number one seed. Everybody thinks it's Denver's for the taking, and it is. But Oklahoma City's like, you know what? We're not a bunch of upstarts. We're real, you know, we're a damn fine team. And I think that they really flex early on in these.
Who was a more true one seed? This year's Oklahoma City Thunder?
Oklahoma City. Don't make me say it, but it's Oklahoma City. I know where you're going with it.
Or the Utah Jazz. You think Oklahoma City?
There's a lot of similarities there where they come in as the one seed and nobody thinks they're going to be in the NBA Finals. But I do think Oklahoma City's got a better chance of getting out of the second round of the playoffs than the Jazz
did. I think Shea's a better player than Donovan Mitchell was at that point.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, that series against the Clippers broke a franchise.
Yeah.
They broke the Utah Jazz. It broke that locker room. It broke, I mean, they were already a little bit on shaky ground, but boy.
It was a full fracture.
Being up 2-0 and then losing that series 4-2. And you might as well have just been able to trade away the whole team at that point, because there was no coming back from that.
Yep.
Well, that was a rough situation. All right, 1 o'clock straight up. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We are live here at Spa Truve. Courtney's with us. We're in Highland.
And
you know what? We've been to many different locations. And, you know, one thing that's always impressed me, Courtney, is the level of professionalism, the level of just, you know, you walk in and you feel like I am somewhere special. And you've made that in every single location you've developed. It's really cool.
Well, thank you. We do call it the Truve way.
Yeah.
Is absolutely. That what it is?
It is. It's called the Truve way.
So Scotty and I have been at the Orem location. I've been into the Saratoga Springs location, but that's where my wife and I go.
Awesome.
Really convenient. And it's, for those of you that don't know, in Saratoga, it's down in the, kind of that new shopping area, mm-hmm. right across from Costco, kind of down in that area. And it's a beautiful location.
Thank you.
Love it. I haven't been up to the Bountiful, but Scotty, you've been in there?
I'm sorry, my wife has.
Jenny's been in there?
Yeah. My wife absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Like, subscription loved it.
Perfect. Yeah. It is a beautiful location.
Well,
Bountiful.
We love what you do, Courtney. And we've rolled a couple things out for our listeners, which I hate that we have to do this, but in order to help people get Mother's Day taken care of and get themselves taken care of.
Yes.
You're doing some great things, some discounts and some
yes.
other things.
Yes, we are. Well, today we're doing something especially awesome, where if you call or come in, you can enter a drawing to win 2 rounds of golf at Black Desert in St. George. It's a $600 value, and it is already going crazy. So many people have already entered this drawing.
Well, you can't get your hands on them.
Yeah, no one can get in.
Those are like cigarettes in prison. Like, everybody wants one of those, and they're tough to get.
In fact, if you're hearing that, 801-756-3366, if you wanted to golf the Black Desert down in St. George, which is, it's now got PGA ties.
Oh, yeah.
Just call 801-756-3366 to enter, or better yet, come see us.
Yeah, come see us. We've got food.
But yeah, we've got Gandolfo sandwiches down here. Fantastic sandwiches. You can grab a sandwich. You can enter to win. You can say hi to Scotty. You can grab some candy. You can, but most importantly, please take care of your mother.
Yes.
We got Mother's Day is just around the corner.
We do. And we are offering 15% off gift cards of $100 or more.
Wow.
You can also call in and purchase that to make it easy for you. So you want to prep for mom, spouse, you know, even your daughter, whoever. We celebrate women on Mother's Day, right?
I bought a gift card for my wife for Valentine's Day. It's beautifully displayed. It's awesome. They love it. But here's the most important thing, because our listeners, and I say this lovingly, you're morons when it comes to Mother's Day. And the big, you know, like anniversary, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you end up screwing it up. You can come here, grab a gift card, whether it's on the phone or in person, and you can give it away, and you can know with confidence you haven't screwed it up.
Right.
Like, it's impossible for you to screw up Mother's Day if you give a card from Spa Truve.
Right, and like you said, we do package it really well for you.
Yeah.
It's in a darling pillow box with a cute ribbon and a adorable bag, so it is a one and done.
You're not going to 7-Eleven and buying a rose the night before, you know, it's wrapped in saran wrap. Like, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, imagine if your mom would have had you at a 7-Eleven. How would that feel?
I can't even imagine that.
Not
honest.
Great.
But she didn't. No. She took you to a hospital and took great care of you.
You weren't popped out by the chili cheese dispenser. You know? That didn't happen. She took care of you. You need to take care of her.
You weren't swaddled in a mop bucket. You were put in an incubator.
No room in the cooler.
So take care of mom. Come down and take care of her. Spa Truve. I love it. This is where I go. It's where my wife goes. We love our Spa Truve down there in Saratoga Springs. This is where Scotty and his wife go. So come down and see it. 6 locations. But we're here in Highland. Come say hi to Scotty and I.
5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105. But better yet, just call 801-756-3366. Big thanks to Gandolfo's. We got sandwiches from them. So free food. Great deals. You can knock out Mother's Day and take care of yourself as well. It's all right here at Spa Truve, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.